to make beer. Dude, what were you fucking thinking?
I was thinking the same thing. Like,
you had ample time to deal with that problem, and you elected not to.
That looked like a little thingy.
That was a trash panda, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Is it a trash panda?
Yes.
You don't get to call him that.
I just did.
Only they get to call him that.
I just did.
I know what you did do, but
I've
you can't
been a trash
do that.
Panda all along.
Oh, my God.
That was a good song, Kyle.
It really was just me singing down to the beat of what? My insanity.
Oh.
Slowly falling apart to the beat of my own drum.
I was listening to a podcast and I turned up the wrong street and then I just came around the other way and that worked out well. So.
Yeah, the cool part about this neighborhood is it all is like a little rippy ramps and it wraps around and you can get back.
Rippy rams.
They rip the roofs.
The Lugaroos.
Lugaroo.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
How's your brother doing on the thing you forgot to ask him to do?
I asked him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What'd he say to you? He just gave you a digital middle finger?
He gave me vague words that don't mean things.
He's like, jazz isn't a style, state of mind.
No,
like,
I told him about it and basically copied what you said and Highball gives money. And he was like, yeah, cool. Like,
well, someday.
I kind of softballed it in there because he's been busy lately.
Yeah,
so
he seems like he's been pretty busy on this Facebook.
I figure I'll wait till he's not complaining about a show or something, and then I'll ask him. Maybe I'll ask him at Thanksgiving.
Just be like, hey, it's your time off. Want to do some work?
Well, except that's kind of how it is, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Since he's one of them artistic types.
One of them artisanals.
Yeah, like a water or a ham.
Or like a spice that goes into food, but you can't really tell what the spice is. And then when you look at it, you realize you just put pepper and salt in your food.
But you paid
$10.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the gab? The gift of the gab?
Gab.
Yeah, gab. I guess it is gab.
It's gab. And,
the Great American Beer Festival that's held in
Denver. Second time that I've gone. It was a blast.
Yeah.
I bumped into City Mark and Sarah, like, different times. I'm fine. Okay. Kate had a stomachache.
I had a stomachache after I went to the GAB, because...
Well, no, she just had one all week.
Oh, well.
And so she kind of was, like, soldiering on as best she could, but by about hour three, she was done, and...
I had to poop or something, and it came.
Well, for, like,
stop.
The last half hour, 40 minutes, she was just sitting down, and I was running around like a child.
You're like...
Exactly.
Did you end up going with the individual's parents?
No, they buggered off.
Okay.
I was like, okay. I just got in for free.
Nice.
And yeah, I was murder walking because I found out that Mark and Sarah were volunteering. Hi, Mark and Sarah.
For volunteering. For
yeah, they were volunteering. They were pouring. So I learned a whole bunch about how the Great American...
They're pouring.
Yeah.
Pouring.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I found out several things. First of all, I didn't have my hat on, my trademark hat, because I was inside the whole time and I was just going to get sweaty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any jacket or anything on because I was inside and I didn't want to get sweaty. I had a black t-shirt on that probably no one has ever seen. You wear. It's a Belgian t-shirt with a bunch of beers on the back. I'm like, well, this is the one place you wear this.
Mm-hmm.
and so I was just like murder walking through the crowds, and Sydney spotted me and recognized me by my walk more than anything else.
So like, is it like a mimicry of like Joe's murder walk, or is it like your own kind of
thing? It's similar, but it's obviously it's recognizably different in that I only really use it when I'm dealing with crowds because it makes people get out of your way.
Did you murder anybody?
Couple.
Okay.
Just to make sure they know that
so
you're serious.
So, if you are on this podcast, you've now heard Kendrick commit to murder. Please call the cops before we die.
Too late.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's where you're wrong. Also, on the way out, Kate pointed out someone who had the same haircut, same beard, and same ridiculous Hawaiian shirt as me, but was, like, larger. Slightly. And then I was looking at him, he was sitting, we were going up the escalator. He was going up the escalator, we were going down the escalator. And he even stood stupid and weird like I do. I'm like, good lord, this is like my Pokemon evolution coming by.
Because that's the main part of a Pokemon evolution, is actually just getting bigger.
Slightly bigger.
It has nothing to do with like how you look. It's just like, oh look,
just slightly bigger.
Vaguely similar features, but a larger creature.
Yeah. So anywho, yeah, had a lot of good beers.
What's your top two?
I'd have to go look again at my notes.
Do you remember the places or the
I didn't because I wrote them all down.
You did write them all down though?
I the app has the beers in it, so the apps I had, for most of the ones that were memorable, I recorded them. And there was one actually out of Lafayette.
Oh, okay.
That I liked a lot. It was called, it was like the second to last or third to last beer. Okay, it was the beer I had when I decided I was done, and then like four more after that I was done. And this one was, I was also finishing Kate's because she didn't want to finish them, so I actually had quite a bit. But this one was called, what was it called? Hop something. Not juice, but like hop. I don't know. Like, not extract, but not like ambrosia, but something that said something. I don't know what it was. Nectar. Hop nectar. That's what it was. Hop nectar.
Okay.
And it was like the most beautifully balanced IPA I've ever had.
Huh.
It had
that's rare.
And you know, sometimes they're just so bitter. It's just so hoppy, and you're like, am I smoking weed or am I drinking beer? What's happening? And then you have one on the other side where I'm like, I'm literally sucking on a Meyer lemon right now. I'm not actually doing anything else. And this one was a perfect blend because, like, the citrus was there, and it was helping to temper the hoppiness of the hops.
That's, like, the more popular beer I've had with that lately is, like, the Citradelic.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, a very good hoppy kind of, like, cutting, like, citrus beer.
Although it's a little more citrusy.
Yeah.
This one's a little less citrusy.
And there's, like, now a lime one, which is even more.
Yeah, no, I had those. That one is a sour almost. Yeah. Like, it's like,
huffed.
I like it, though, because it makes me drink slower.
That's what do you mean? Like beers in general, like IPAs in general, or just
that one Citradelic, the lime one,
yeah,
is so tart. I can't really like accidentally drink a whole bottle and like, oh, I drank that in a minute. Sorry.
That's what I like about most sour beers is that like I basically treat them like a whiskey or a tequila where you're like, whew.
I had a Quadrupel that someone poured, and as they were pouring it, they said, "Watch out for that one. It's basically a shot of whiskey." And I'm like, "Ha ha!" To the person who was, he poured two at once, like, boom, boom. He said to the other person, "Watch out, it's like a shot of whiskey." And I was like, "Yeah, it probably is." And I drank it. I was like, "That's like a shot of whiskey."
Like, holy shit.
It's like a 12%, 13%. and heady. Like, it was like, oof, that's a beer.
Was it at the DCC?
Yeah. Yep.
In the same upstairs exhibit area. That's kind of cool.
Oh, I also had a beer. So I had to ask people stuff because you talk to them, right? Because they're human beings. So I like to talk to them sometimes. Nice. And I asked one of the guys because they had one that was called a breakfast IPA.
I've seen that around.
And I had to ask, like, why is it called? He said it's a session.
Okay.
So it's, like, low alcohol.
Okay.
For an IPA, so I don't know. I didn't know what it was, probably 3 or 4%. And I had it. It was super smooth and mellow. It was like a chill. It was like a breakfast IPA. It was seriously, like, all.
It's like what you think of
alcoholism concerns aside, if you wanted to wake up and drink a beer, but you didn't want to get, like, start the day getting smashed, that's a beer you could drink. Because it's almost a small beer, like a traditional old-school small beer where it's barely got any alcohol in it. And by the time you finished it and you've eaten breakfast, you're just in a better mood than you were when you started, and that's it.
Is like, what is this? A small beer is something that you...
So a small beer is actually a traditional European thing.
Okay.
It goes way back to... Scotland did a lot. A lot of places had it because basically water would kill you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what they did was they'd brew a really weak beer. And so it was basically like not even a pilsner. Like, it was just a very, very mild, very mild, like 1-2% alcohol beer.
Mm-hmm.
And Castles and stuff, this is where actually I was heard about it, Stirling, they talked about it. They were issued, I think, a liter or 2 liters of this beer a day. Maybe, I think it's just 1 liter a day. So you were given a liter of this beer a day, and you'd start drinking it in the morning, and you finish it at night, and then you switch over to something, you know, more interesting if you wanted wine or whatever. But basically, that's what you would drink, because the water was often contaminated, right? So, but you could boil the water to make beer. Dude, what were you fucking thinking?
I was saying that same thing, like,
You had ample time to deal with that problem, and you elected not to.
That looked like a little thingy.
That was a trash panda, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Is it a trash panda?
Yes.
You don't get to call him that.
I just did.
Only they get to call him that.
I just did.
I know what you did do, but
I've
can't
been a trash panda all along.
Oh, my God. So, Sitsock fashion... Have you seen the Key and Peele skit where, like, they're doing the Mexican standoff and, like, the things start to escalate and one of them ends up being, like, a blueberry
pie? I'll link it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. Fucking hilarious. But speaking of you being a trash panda.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yep.
Okay.
I've been a gun all the time all along. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's good. I'll link it because that is a really good Key & Peele. It reminds me of another one where someone they've been referencing in one of those groups that I'm in a lot, and it was I think it was Britannic or something. I don't remember, but it was another Mexican standoff, and the guys like they went back and forth, and they're doubting each other, and it says, but how can you really do that when you're just a spoon? And all of a sudden, you're just talking to a spoon. There was never a person there. You're a bag of sugar. You're a bag of sugar and a spoon. And then all of a sudden, it's a cereal commercial. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, you know, I think you have seen that. Or heard of that one.
I'll put that link in there, too.
It might be weird enough that it might be Picnic Face.
It might be Picnic Face, actually. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Anyway,
yeah,
so beer, yeah,
small
like,
beers
seriously,
for breakfast.
Small
when they go
beer
to wine.
Was what you drink all day instead of water because the water could get you sick because the water was in a well, you know.
So since they like brewed it, it's all
since
good
it's,
to go.
Since it's boiled to brew it, it's safe to drink.
Huh.
And so yeah, that's what they did. So they had small beer, which you just drink all the time instead of water. So basically, I mean, it had like electrolytes in it too because it's beer. So you're basically drinking Gatorade with like maybe you're drinking like a jug of Gatorade, like a liter of watered down Gatorade. With a shot of vodka in it. And it's like, well, that just sounds lovely. And it would keep forever because of that alcohol.
That's like con juice, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And that's where I found out I stumbled on con juice, which is basically small beer. So.
Well, not how you make it, but.
Well, no, how I'm supposed to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how you should make this.
How I aim to make it.
Con juice.
Anyway.
Con juice is a mixture of water, emergency, and usually vodka, but any
liquor
alcohol
will be fine.
Choice,
it's not meant to be a lot, but it's meant to just
kind of make you not feel as shitty. Yeah,
take the edge off.
And since you're at a con, if you don't ingest at least one or two emergencies during the entirety of the con, you will become sick with con cred.
You get the con cred. It's a combination of sleep deprivation, bad food, and just being exposed to all the nerds
to the humanity. Then. If you, you know, are, like, feeling hair of the doggy, then you got the energy from the emergency and the little shot of vodka to get you going.
Yep.
It's a perfect combination of stuff.
I think I'll probably start using the new emergency that's got caffeine in it.
Dude, I saw that. That's cool.
It's good stuff, actually. It's pretty mild. And it's not quite Red Bull levels. It's a little, I think it's only 40 or 50 milligrams, so it's not a cup of coffee, but it's good. It's good stuff.
I don't know if it's good for me to drink vitamin or emergency, but, like, I sure as shit believe in it. Like,
as far as any of the, like... The proponents talk about vitamin C reinforcing your immune system and all the other micronutrients making up for lack of stuff eating your day-to-day stuff.
That's
like
kind
of
why I was doing one every morning for a while.
I did too, and it kept me going. Now, opponents would just say the only thing you can say that as an opponent to it is, A, if you drink enough, you'll get the shits, which it specifically says in the box not to eat more than four.
And I did read something about vitamin B12 deficiency as a remnant of overdosing or a like you know symptom of overdosing on vitamin C. And it's not like when I say overdose, obviously I'm talking about the scientific overdosing, not like the lethal overdose but or the LD50, but if you do too much vitamin C, you can affect other levels of things in your body because of competitive inhibitors.
True, but at the same time those also contain B vitamins.
Yeah,
it's sort of
So I was worried about that for a while, and then I figured out my depression was due to for the fact that I was working the hours I was working and other things, not like the fact that I was drinking emergency every day.
Well, the thing is also that if you're only drinking one, there's nowhere. It's when you're drinking like four or five a day that starts to become that where you start compromising bioavailability. Yeah. Otherwise, one a day, the only opponents you can say is it's doing nothing, and it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and so my whole thing was I was drinking one a day back when I worked at Glow. I was drinking one a day every morning. And everyone around me got sick, and I never got sick. And as far as I was concerned, it was 32 a box, and it was $10 a box. So $10 a month. If it's a placebo and it works for me, then I'm good.
Yeah, right.
So
like
$10 a month to not get sick, it's fine.
Yeah.
So that's been sort of my attitude about the whole thing.
But the newer ones are more expensive. The caffeinated stuff.
Yeah, they're a little more expensive. But they're also it's not like $30. It's still only
like $15 or $20.
Yeah, and there's I think fewer for a box, so maybe it's twice as much. But it's still really cheap for what you get out of it. Although, I think it's got stevia, if you don't like stevia. But, oh, one other thing I wanted to mention real quick. Apparently, we're staying on topic. Crazy. Grand American Beer Fest, I found out how it worked. So all the people in the shirts, they have peach shirts.
Peach?
Tan, somewhere
okay.
kind of a,
that's
kind of a
worst
vibrant
color
tan,
yeah.
Pale peach, kind of a beer-colored shirt, to be honest.
Okay.
And all those people are volunteers from Colorado, mostly. And they basically show up as a labor force and get assigned to wherever. So a lot of the people pouring the beer have no idea what's going on. Except whatever they've been told.
Okay, so that's very similar to how most conventions are
run. It is. And I didn't realize this because I thought for the most part, because you get some places where the people are way into it, and because the brewers are still there, but they don't always, I guess they can't always bring a contingent of people, so they bring a guy, or maybe two guys.
And that guy leads the little
volunteer group. And a bunch of beer, and he runs the volunteer groups. And so they, Mark and Sarah were volunteering for this little brewery that's from a coastal town in Florida. And so they had these two super light, sessionable, I think one of them was definitely session, fruity beers that are like, I could easily just sit on a beach with like six of these and just be good, you know, just chill. Mm-hmm. And what the deal is if you work it all weekend, so they're there all weekend. If you work it all weekend, you get breaks every now and again, so you basically get in for free. You have breaks, you can go have a couple beers, and they don't bust your chops for it, apparently. But you get what you do is you get free tickets for next year.
Oh, cool.
So that's probably the cleverest thing, because then basically if you get this big enough, you just end up having a massive free labor force that every other year is either attending or working.
So you have bodies and seats, which is good, because I bet that somehow augments your sales numbers or perceived attendance, which is always good for conventions.
Yeah.
Then you have free labor, so and people are like okay with it because it's a thing to say to your friends, like, yeah, I worked at the Great American Brew Festival.
And if you think about it, I'm not sure how much brewers pay to be there, but I bet they pay.
I would assume it's very similar to the exhibit hall in any convention.
I would imagine
because that's what you're doing. Like, you're sitting there with your product and giving it away free or charging.
There are industry professionals there, too.
Yeah, like brewers and, like, people who talk to
distributors. Who could theoretically hook you up.
Yeah, so when you started saying that, that's what I started thinking is, you have your marketing guy and like two other people bring your product and then just pour it and talk about it, as opposed to like having a brewer there. You don't necessarily need one there, right? Yeah.
Well, as far as your employees, you have marketing people, but again, you don't necessarily have to bring a whole crew.
Need
a couple guys.
You wouldn't need it, and you wouldn't want to invest that much.
But some do bring a whole crew, and they set up the whole massive like little diorama.
Sure, but those people probably have like more money or more infrastructure.
And they're more committed to it for whatever reason, right? So it's interesting because then you got some people bringing like eight or nine beers.
Like Dogfish Head every year.
Oh yeah, Dogfish Head had a massive bar thing. Yeah,
you like get to experience what it the craziness that is their brewery, and it's kind of fun.
But
at least the kind of beers they brought, the one I went was like, what the fuck?
Dogfish Heads are weird. Beers. They're good. They definitely
A really good IPA, or like a really heavy IPA, I go for like their 90 or 10 or 20.
Well, when I'm looking for something weird, because the one we used to get off from that all the time was a Raisin d'Etre, which was a raisin and
from raisin?
Beet and something else. Like, it was this weird combination of shit, but it came out as a really sweet malty beer, and it was it was really good, but it was definitely one of those like, I've never had a beer quite like this before. But yeah, so that's kind of that. I'm curious because the face value on those tickets, I think, was $80.
Okay. Just for and that gives you a little cup.
Yep.
Okay. Was it different this year?
No, it was the same cup. People kept dropping them. I kept making that funny sound, and then everyone booed or whooped and hollered more than anything. You could hear across the hall where people would drop cups.
How big was it? Like the little tasting cup? Because I remember it being pretty small.
It's an ounce line. And then there's, like, a big, so I'd say maybe 4 or 5 inches tall.
Okay.
And it flares out to give you kind of a way to smell beer more. And then there's a 1 ounce line in it that they're supposed to do for pours.
And there's, like, washing stations, too.
Yeah. A lot of times there's places to wash it. A lot of the places just have
pitchers of water.
Pitchers of water.
Yeah.
Pouring there. I've never seen that screen before.
Yeah, it's not new.
I guess I'm normally looking this way.
Yeah, it's like, I never saw that graveyard tower before.
It's true. It's green in the center.
Is it still flashing? The top one was like flashing last night.
But yeah, the
gap.
Gap.
So you can volunteer for it probably just by going to their site.
Yeah,
and
I imagine
for volunteering.
But it gets sold out like immediately. So what I was saying was the face tickets. The tickets are like $80 new. I probably couldn't get a hold of one for less than $300 by the time it was getting like a couple weeks out.
Mm-hmm. usually we have a lot of people that can help with that. So, like...
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny because a lot of people get free tickets. So, I don't know how much of the people there actually paid for their tickets, you know?
I bet you it's not... It's more than 60% of them.
Yeah, that's about right. But, Oh, no. So, one ounce pours. Water stations. Yeah, one place was clever. They had squirt bottles. They had, like, hand sprayers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're spraying them.
The ones I'd get are the science room ones, yep. Like the little, like, distilled water sprayers. I don't know what those are called anymore, but those are great for cleaning, like, dishes and stuff out.
Well, they were just buying the cheap. Because what happens is after about the first hour, everyone's run out of water, and they're trying to distribute new water pitchers for everyone. Uh-huh. So, this guy was clever because he's using squirt bottles. He's probably using half ounce of water to clear the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then people pouring out of a pitcher can splash and splash it all over the place.
It's also funny because Thursday, so we got there Thursday, which is the first day, and I think...
Does it go to Sunday?
It goes, yeah. I
Holy
think it's,
shit.
It's 4 days. And I feel like if you were going to do...
Are you supposed to go for more than one day?
No, the tickets are only for one day.
Okay. So you don't buy, like, I wonder if you can buy, like, a weekend pass.
I'm not sure if you can or can't.
It's, like, illegal.
Well, I mean, you could probably be, I don't think they sell a weekend pass. They sell, like, a special Saturday one that's got special extra stuff. They sell each day. I think it's a separate ticket. Because there's not really, like, there's panels and stuff. I never got into any of them. They were all huge lines.
Oh, there's panels there?
Yeah, there's, like, presentations and stuff. But they're all, like, way above my pay grade. And so there's, like, stuff to do, but it's not like they're different each day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing I would imagine why I'd rather go Thursday than Sunday is if they run out of beer, they run out of beer.
Yeah, because, like, just like any convention, if they don't have their product, they can't sell it, blah, blah, yeah. blah. So,
but then again, they may not tap everything on Thursday out of fear of running out.
Yeah, they might have special stuff for the weekend so they can drive more booth traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I went, I had a good time, but I don't know if I'd go again just because it's like, I don't know. It's an intense experience. And
it
like,
is.
You end up drinking. There's no matter how much you plan to drink, you're going to drink more than you think.
There were 4,000 beers.
Yeah, and you can't have 1 ounce of 4,000 beers in 3 hours.
4,000 ounces of beer
will kill you.
Well above the legal, like, death limit.
Yeah.
You die. Dead man.
Speaking of LD50s.
Well. Well, here, I mean, think about it. If the average, even if the low end of the beer is 5% alcohol, 4,000 ounces, what's 5% of 4,000 is...
I don't. Whenever I think of how much beer I drink, you think of the Century Club. 1 ounce an hour is the Century Club.
So.
And then you end up drinking 100 ounces, which is like a 12-pack of beer in an hour.
4,000 beers is... If my math is not too far off, at least 200 ounces of straight ethanol.
It's a lot of ethanol.
200 ounces. So, like...
So, don't do it.
That's gallons and gallons. You're drinking, at that point, just gallons of Everclear.
Don't do it. So...
It's just not good.
It's a great experience, and if you, like, want to go see everything or just go to check out where you want to go afterwards is a good way to do it, too. Like, oh, I should go check that brewery out, or I should do that.
Yeah, so I should... I should mention this real quick. This year, the app did a thing that I hadn't seen before that was really cool, and it actually helped you organize. So you'd go to this one, and it had beer tours.
Oh, cool.
So it organized them by different things. So there was, like, the Sourpuss. So this was just a bunch of sour beers, and you can go to them.
That's really sweet.
And hunt them out.
It sounds like they got it locked down.
They do.
Maybe you should go.
I would recommend it, but I also can't say I'd recommend paying full price for the tickets.
Yeah, so... Go to the Great American Beer Festival if you've never been, especially if you can get tickets for free. It's always worth going for the experience. I think both of us would say that.
Yeah.
If you have to pay for it, it might not be as good, but still could be fun.
I would also
Uber
say,
in.
Yeah. Do not drive anywhere near there because not even just what you're doing is dumb, but traffic is a nightmare. Yeah. There is a designated driver ticket, and you can get in, and then there's like a special little lounge they have with snacks and things. Which basically had some fucking sweet leather chairs, and they were playing like movies or something on the TV, so you just hang out.
That's
removed from all the drunk people. You're not allowed in unless you're a DD.
Ah, that's kind of cool.
So, like, there's a little DD club, but the ticket was still like $30 or $40. It's like, I don't know that I want.
You're like, I need to pay to drive my friends home. Then you just make them pay for it.
I think that's exactly what it was. It was so that they didn't want everybody wandering off the street in there, right? But if you think about it, if you could get someone to drive you, you'd pay for their ticket, right? That'd be the deal.
Makes sense.
We just lifted in and out. Fine. In fact, our Lyft driver home, Kate, knew from college. So.
Interesting.
Good figure. But yeah, I'd say it's definitely worth going if you can find cheap tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say go twice, because the first one's almost a throwaway. It's just too overwhelming, but
it's big. It's
a lot.
It's pretty big for. It's one of the bigger ones that I've ever been to. I mean, I guess I DCC that's the biggest, is big this year, but not as big.
Well, that's
as
the biggest beer convention I think in the country. I think, but.
All right, well, thanks for listening. You know, like, subscribe, and comment on our stuff, and tell us how you feel about the Great American Beer Festival if you've been. If you had a terrible experience, let us know, and we can make fun of you for not doing it right.
Eat first.
Yeah.
For love of God, eat first.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
All right, bye.